Okay, everybody, if you will take your seats.
Michael Beale and others. And we can start this afternoon's program. And let me see, how can I introduce this without being too corny? Anyway, our next personality. David Backish is a professor of English at Medgar Evers College at the City University of New York. And he is also author of Jimmy Durante, His Show Business Career, published by McFarlane. He is going to, of course, talk about Jimmy Durante. So let's give a nice welcome.
You gotta start off each day with a song, even when things go wrong. Jimmy Durante, the topic of my presentation today, is more than a comedian, the career of Jimmy Durante. The whole world knows that Jimmy Durante was a personality, a unique character, or as he might call it himself, a eunuch character. One of his characteristics was that he mispronounced and killed the English language quite thoroughly. And he also said of his singing voice, he said, when I sings a song, it stays ruined forever. But what the world does not know is, for the most part, is that Durante was not only a comedian, but he was also a very good ragtime piano player. Rudy Blesch, the author of They All Played Ragtime, called Jimmy Durante one of the best white stride piano players. And when Durante died in 1980, at the age of 86, 1 month short of 87, the magazine Downbeat called Durante one of the pioneers of early jazz. I want to talk today a little bit about Durante's work as a piano player, and also little known was his importation of jazz musicians from New Orleans to a Harlem club when 125th Street in Harlem was comprised of white clubs, and the musicians he brought were white musicians from New Orleans, except one musician who was very light-skinned, who in fact was Achille Baquet, a clarinetist who was passing for white. I also want to talk about Durante's role as a composer. This also is largely ignored. And in my book, I have not only discussed in the body of the book, but also in an appendix, I have a list of over 200 compositions written by Durante, some of them in collaboration with some rather famous and good quality lyricists, such as Sam Coslow and the author of Ball and the Jack, Chris Smith, and he collaborated also with Mamie Smith. And among the works that he wrote, his most famous work, other than Inka Dinka Doo, which is his symphony, he called his symphony, My Unfinished Symphony, which was done in the early 1930s for a film called Palooka, one of his best films. But before that, his big hit was I've Got My Habits On. And many people recorded that, just as many people recorded Inka Dinka Doo. And I'll play an instrumental version of I've Got My Habits On. And from there, that'll give you one sampling of Durante as a piano player in one of the few recordings he made where the piano can actually be heard. In most of the recordings he made, mostly with Sam Lannon groups such as Ladd's Black Aces, Bailey's Lucky Seven, Lannon's Southern Serenaders, you do not hear the piano. You hear primarily the cornet or the trumpet or the trombone, the brass, or the clarinet, the woodwind. I will play one number where the piano really does stand out. Then a sample of his composition, and then one recording that you probably all know by Clayton Jackson and Durrani. They recorded all too few works. They only did two sides in 1929. Then I will go to another area where Durrani is only now being rediscovered as someone of great feeling, sensitivity, and ability, and that is as a ballad singer. That was largely the rediscovery of this element of his career is largely due to the very popular success of the movie Sleepless in Seattle, where over the opening credits he sings one ballad and over the closing credits another. And but I also wanted to show you some audio visual material of Durrani's early film work. But because I have only 30 minutes and it's probably up by now, not quite, I had to eliminate the visual material and stick to four recorded samplings. The first recording that we'll hear is Aunt Hagar's Children Blues, written, of course, by the great W.C. Handy. And this was recorded in New York August 1st, 1921, for Emerson Records, Emerson 10439. And the group is Lannan's Southern Serenaders. Thank you. recording included Phil Napoleon on the trumpet, possibly Mo Gappell or Dave Stryker on trombone, and I interviewed Dave Stryker and the widow of Mo Gappell, and they're not quite clear on what dates they were on or what times they were in the band with Durante. Doc Berenson on clarinet, Loring McMurray alto sax, Durante on piano, and unknown drums, but probably not Johnny Stein or Jack Roth. The other groups, jazz groups, with which Durante played and recorded include the original New Orleans Jazz Band from his earliest sides in November 1918, and only one recording, one side on under Jimmy Durante's own name as a jazz band, Jimmy Durante's jazz band, Why Cry Blues, in May 1920. Also recorded with Ladd's Black Aces and Bailey's Lucky Seven. As at the same time that he was making these recordings, he was running the show at the Club Alamo on 125th Street, and the location is now occupied by the Apollo Theater. And this was in the basement of that building at 253 West 125th Street. And it remained a white club until the early 1930s. And for more information about the history of the site before the Apollo Theater, I recommend that you see Chris Albertson's liner notes for a Columbia CD reissue of Stars of the Apollo Theater. Above the Club Alamo was a burlesque house called the Hertig and Siemens. Okay, now, secondly, I'd like to play for you I've Got My Habits On, which was copyrighted by the Library of Congress, October 10th, 1921. Words by Chris Smith and Bob Schaefer, music by Jimmy Durante. Many people recorded this, Joseph Samuel's jazz band, Miss Patricola, a white vaudeville singer, Ben Selvin's dance orchestra, Benny Kruger and his orchestra, and we will hear the instrumental by James P. Johnson, which he recorded for a piano roll, QRS 1814. And this is from the reissue on a 10-inch Riverside 1011, 1011, early Harlem piano. I've Got My Habits On. Thank you. 1917, Jimmy Durante, while leading the White Jazz Band at the Club Alamo, booked an act that included Eddie Jackson, a shimmy dancer, and his vaudeville partner, blues singer Dot Taylor. In 1918, walked the woman who would be his future wife, Maud Jean Olson, a young lady from Toledo, Ohio, which also boasts Danny Thomas. And she came looking for a job, and Durante said, "Well, what can you do?" She said, "Play the piano, I'll show you." And he started playing, and she said, "Is that the best you can do?" And Jimmy says, "Them's the conditions that prevail." In 1923, the Club Durant opened after Jimmy Durante played several other clubs, and there are a lot of stories about why there's no E on the end of Durant, and one is that maybe they couldn't afford the last E, and another is that nobody could spell. But in any case, into that club walked Lou Clayton, and thus, soon after this, was formed the partnership, the vaudeville team of Clayton, Jackson, and Durante. And this is the number recorded for Columbia. "I know darn well I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me?" A composition that appeared and was introduced on Broadway in Ziegfeld's Showgirl, 1929.
Say, Jimmy, you look worried. There's something on your mind. I wonder what it is.
Say, I just had an argument with Ziegfeld.
Ziegfeld?
Corner Broadway and 43rd.
Some corner?
You know, Ziegfeld said, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "Do you know who I am?"
What happened?
He said, "Who I am?"
Yes.
I said nothing. I was cornered.
Cornered? Some
corner. But it makes no difference what I start out to say.
Why not, Jim?
Why, this is what I wish to convey.
What is it, Jimmy?
Now you know darn well I can do without Broadway.
But
can Broadway do without me?
No.
Why, Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96. Say, where am I? I must have passed my station.
Why, he's lost.
They must have found out at Times Square that I passed my destination.
Why?
They sent messengers all over to get me the head of celebration.
I get it.
You know, as I got off the express, some yokel pushes me into a local.
What happened?
The crowd, seeing a mistake, pulled the emergency brake and shouted,
"Why, there's Jimmy, that well-dressed man."
So you know darn well I can do without Broadway.
What?
But can Broadway do without me?
No.
Say, fellas, you remember that Eddie Leonard got sick?
Certainly.
I'll never forget the date.
Neither will I.
I'm sitting home when in comes another telegram which read...
What it read?
"The only one who can replace Eddie Leonard is you."
You?
I went, and when I went, and how I went.
He's a winter.
Why, the applause was deafening as I started crooning.
It was, yes, sir. That's my baby. No, sir. I don't mean maybe.
No, that's not the song.
What was it, Jimmy boy? What was it?
"For I love you, Ida Dee,
Duck.
Why, Leonard gets well, all be thanks me. I'm not home 10 minutes when in comes another telegram which read...
What read?
"Jolson topples over. Please take his place. Write your old ticket, Lee and Jake."
Schubert.
Well, I steps out on that stage and on one knee...
One knee.
Not on both knees.
No.
I gazinta. Rock her by. My baby.
Sing it, Jimmy boy.
You know it's one of those kind of... If it's one of those kind of sunny boys.
Get on a knee.
He sings on one knee, that Jolson.
Yes, and as I'm brushing off that knee backstage, Schubert says, "Jimmy, put in both knees
and
Jolson goes."
Take it easy, Jimmy boy. Please take it easy.
But being an old NBA man, artis paratis, I know darn well I can do without Broadway.
What
can Broadway do without me?
No.
Hey, can Broadway do without me?
This number was written, words and music, by Jimmy Durante, as he did many of his own numbers completely alone. And additionally, he wrote, so you may remember some of these others, he wrote One Room Home, So I Ups to Him, I'm Jimmy the Well-Dressed Man, Broadway My Street, Who Will Be With You When I'm Far Away, Did You Ever Have the Feeling That You Wanted to Go, Did You Ever Have the Feeling That You Wanted to Stay, Inka Dinka Doo, his biggest hit in 1933, recorded, written by Ben Ryan, words, and Durante, the music, and published by Irving Berlin, and that was appeared in the movie Palooka, 1934, recorded by Ferdy Groffay, recorded by the Guy Lombardo Band, I Have It, It Does Not Swing, Will Osborne, Jimmy Noon and his orchestra, who do a very good rendition of this. And plus he did many other songs, including some very forgettable songs, such as one he used often in the 1930s when he was replacing Eddie Cantor, As the Nose Blows, So the Nose Grows. It's a great hit. It goes down with White Christmas as one of the all-time hits in America. A part of Durante's career that only surfaced in the 1960s under the direction of Jackie Barnett, his producer and longtime collaborator on songs, whom I interviewed, is the movement toward the sentimental ballads that he recorded for Warner Brothers. And the last number will be one of these songs. It's called September Song, the famous song that was done first for Knickerbocker Holiday in 1938 with Walter Houston, and Durante's is every bit as affecting. September Song.
As a young man caught in the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I let the old earth take a couple of whirls, while I plied her with tears and lure of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. And as time came around, she came through. Oh, it's a long, long while, from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. When the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. Precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. Precious day. I'll spend with you.
the recordings that Durante made, only this September song reached the charts, the best-selling charts. It reached number 51 out of the top 100, September 1963, and lasted 8 weeks on the chart. The life of Jimmy Durante inspires the love and affection of many people who remember him as a kind, very gentle, very loving man. He's put in a special category among entertainers, the category that includes few others, Will Rogers possibly, Jimmy Durante certainly. His life highlights briefly 1943, his wife Jean died. He remarried in 1960. 1962, at the age of 69, he and his wife adopted a little girl with special permission from the court. They said, a man with a heart this big will not be too old to take good care of a little girl. And that concludes my presentation, since I have only half an hour. And before I get thrown out, I would like to ask you if you have any questions, but also to say that I have a few copies of my book, which I would be glad to autograph for you outside later. Okay. Yes?
Tell us something about Mrs. Calabash.
I knew that would be the first question. It's fully described in my book. Basically, Mrs. Calabash was a device to use on radio when the writers found that the device of Umbriago was beginning to run down. And Gary Moore told me this story when I interviewed him, and Phil Cohen, one of the producers, that it was a long process of evolving at this. But within a couple of years, Jimmy forgot where it came from. And in his mind, it referred to Jean, his first wife, whom he left home alone much too long. And she became an alcoholic and was very depressed that he wanted her to give up her singing career. Yes? I can do with, yeah, right. It's like a takeoff on I Can Do Without Broadway. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also has a song, I can work for Washington for a dollar a year, but they better not call me collect. Right? There any, yes. On the recording that you heard, the voice is that of Eddie Jackson. Clayton tends to throw in maybe an individual word here and there, but Clayton was primarily visual, and he was primarily the dancer. He was more of a strutter even than Eddie Jackson. The trio did appear on radio in a reunion, and I have that tape. But it has never been issued commercially. There are many tapes I have of radio programs as well as TV kinescopes that have never been reissued. And the early jazz material has not been reissued, and my friend Mark Beresford in England, who runs the VJM, is thinking of a project in which all these early jazz recordings are issued. There's an awful lot out there that is quality that is not available or has never been reissued. Yes? Steve? There have been three efforts to bring a Durante musical to Broadway. And the fourth one, I got a letter, and then later I met a composer in London who would be the fourth person trying to bring a Durante show to Broadway. And there's Steve Ram just told me there is a Jolson musical opening in London shortly. And many good musicals have headed for Broadway only to wind up in limbo somewhere, not having reached Broadway. Yes?
I remember a recording where Jimmy Durante played the piano almost exclusively, did some talking. I think it was on Decca. Can you tell us the story behind that?
The Decca album is the Club Durant, where he, no? Oh, what? Jimmy Durante in person at the piano. That's right. That is. It's not a rare record. It's out of print, but if you look in a used record store out of print, you can find it. The main characteristic of much of Durante's singing was that he would start a song, interrupt himself, tell a story, and then go back to his song. It was very characteristic of him. But you see from these samples, these few samples, that he had the ability to do jazz piano. He had ability to do comedy, the ability to write songs, and the ability to do sentimental singing. Thank you very much.